Good morning to, and welcome to Taylor Live. Welcome to the Taylor family and all of our friends joining through Facebook and YouTube Live. We are streaming from Philadelphia, PA, where Elder Jonathan E. Ford is the pastor. And the scripture I'm reading today, and I allow everyone to stand with me, is Galatians 6, 1 through 5. And can you say amen when you have it? Okay. Galatians 6, 1 through 5. Okay. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and let his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. Amen. Dear Jesus, thank you for allowing us to be here today. Dear Jesus, allow us to open our ears and take in the words that are preached today. Dear Jesus, continue to work in us, through us, and with all our gifts. Dear Jesus, allow us to be patient and humble in this season. Allow us to stand bold in what you are teaching us and leaning into what we are learning. Allow us to continue to stand firm in your word and continue to bless us, our families, and our friends. In Jesus' name, amen. So today we have Sister Barb, that she's coming to from our, today Sister Barb is coming to preach for us today. She's one of ours, and she's been here for many years. She's one of the ladies in the church that I go to, or that I see. She's always smiling and happy, and she always brings a good word, or she always brings a good song. So here's Sister Barb.
I think that was a shameless plug. I really do. I think that was a shameless plug. Amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hey, since Robert gave me a shameless plug, here's an old one. If anybody knows it, join in. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Okay, you got it one time. Come on. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. One more time and we're going to end it. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. You got to hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you. Hey, this morning, while I do have you on your feet since you're up, we're going to look at John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. That's in our New Testament, the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Amen. There you'll find these words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that had been made. In him was life, and the life was in the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Amen. And if I can have you turn, and this one is a quick one, Genesis 1:1. We all know it is familiar. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And we're going to kind of focus in on that first, that A portion of that verse. In the beginning, God. Amen. Most holy and wise Father, we stand before you this morning, an empty vessel. Lord, fill us. Fill us, Lord, till we want no more. Fill us to overflow with your blessings, Lord, with your Holy Spirit, Lord, with your love, with your abiding peace, Lord, with your comfort. Lord, help us this morning. Help us to be fertile ground as your word is brought forth, Lord. Lord, help me to proclaim your love, your peace and your grace in this world, Lord. This morning, Lord, help us to be shining examples in this world, God. We thank you, Lord, for all things. We thank you for this new year, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we've come across the first week of a new year, Lord. Help us, Lord, to focus on you. Help us not to be turned aside, Lord, from those things of the world that are meant to distract from you, from your will in our lives, for your way, God. We thank you, Lord, for this time in your word, Lord, and we bless your holy and righteous name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. You may be seated all over the house. This morning, if you give me a few minutes, we won't be long. You know, I'm not a long-winded speaker, so we're going to talk about blinded by the light. In the beginning, God. God was before time itself. He stepped out from a timeless place, from eternity. He created time. He's the creator of all that is, all that will be, all that was. He made everything out of nothing. That's a creator. He made us. He made the sky. He said, let there be light, all out of nothing. He is God all by himself. He stands alone. He doesn't need the support of anyone. He is simply God. As we look at our scripture this morning, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In this passage, John is talking about the Word being our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He was there in the beginning. He was in active communication with the Father. He didn't come into existence because of the virgin birth. He was there before time. He was in equal standing and status with the Father. He and the Father are one. He was there before the earth was formed. He was there before light shone. The Word. We know this to be true because he told his disciples when he dwelt among us, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Because they were one. In the Greek, the word translates to logos. In ancient Greece, philosophers or philosophy, particularly among those thinkers, and I hope I say this correctly, Heraclitus and later Stios, the word is translated as logos and is used to describe a principle of the universe, a kind of creative energy. Logos refers to the rational order underlying the cosmos, serving as both the source and the organizing principle of all things, guiding the structure and cohesion of the entire universe. Scientists even today are trying to understand and explain and make sense of how things are held together. They use atoms and they use all kinds of other things. But in the end, we know it is God. He holds it all together. He causes the sun to rise. He causes the moon to rise. He causes the waters to come and to recede. He causes night and day. He causes us to take every breath we take. He causes us to just be. It is by His will we take every breath. And it is by His will and His will alone that we cease to breathe or cease to exist. There are those of us who want to hasten that. We commit suicide and we do other things and we take drugs. But in the end, the only person who can end life is Jesus. He's the only person who can grant life. He is in control of all things. The Father and the Son did not come into being in time. They were just there. They were always in a personal relationship on equal standing. In ancient times, it was important that people on equal status would stay on the same level. You would never have someone above you who was on the same station as you. You would never sit below someone who was in the same station as you. And we know the Father and the Son are equal. We know they stepped out together. We know that they were there together. That's why on the cross we heard Jesus say, "Father, why have you forsaken me?" Because it was the first time that he ever found himself in a position where he and the Father were separated. Amen. Amen. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Father and Son created the world. And God created the world for his Son. In Colossians 1:15 through 18, the title of that little short paragraph, and I'm going to that short scripture, and I'm going to read it for you, is the supremacy of the Son of God. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. The atoms and the molecules that we think hold creation together, not so. It's him. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Jesus Christ is our ambassador. He stands between God and us. His blood justified us. His blood cleansed us. His blood purified us on the cross. God couldn't stand the stench of the original sin. And Jesus shed his blood on the cross. And he brought us back into alignment with our Lord and Savior. And he is the head of the body, the church. That's why he's so jealous for us. We're his body. Each of us, when we adorn ourselves in the morning and we bathe and shower and whatnot, it's because we're jealous. We want to look good. The same thing Jesus wants for his church. He's coming back for a church that is adorned properly. He's coming back for a church that is without blemish, without stain. He's coming back for his bride. He's coming back for his body. Scientists like to explain why life is today and how it came into being, but Jesus is our life source. He is the light source. He is our energy. In John 11:25, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. He is the light that shines in the darkest of places. He is the light that never, ever grows dim. Our friends are going to fade away. Relationships fade away. Jobs fade away. But God will never fail us. He will always be the light that never grows dim. He said, the grass withereth, the flowers fade. But the word of God will stand forever. The word will stand forever. He told us in Matthew, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. The first thing God created was light. Let there be light. Genesis 1:3. With these profound words, the Bible introduced one of the most enduring themes. God brings light into the darkest of places. From the very beginning of creation, light not only dispels physical darkness, but it also stands as a powerful symbol through the scripture. Light is often represented in the scriptures as truth and hope and the very presence of God, guiding people out of spiritually dark places. His word declares, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path, highlighting how God's truth illuminates our journey. Jesus himself said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Affirming his presence, affirming that he brings clarity and hope to confusion and despair. In Matthew 5:14, believers called him the light of the world. Entrusting us to reflect God's love in the world. The message of light is especially powerful when contrasted with darkness. Even when the world seems overpowering and dark, as things are right now, we see wars and rumors of wars. We hear all manner of disruption in this world. God's light conquers all of that. Let his light shine in your life. John 1:5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. From the beginning of time, his light still shines. Look to the cross. Look to Jesus Christ. No matter how deep the shadow of fear, doubt, or sin, the light of God endures, offering hope and direction for all that seek him. In this world today, when we have so many distractions, focus on the light of the world, Jesus Christ. We don't care about the pastor's dress that's been all over the internet for the last week or so. We don't care about the rumors of wars, hunger and famine. All these things are sent to distract us. Disease, Facebook, ICE agents everywhere, demanding jobs, everything, trying to hold us at bay. Are all designed to cause us to lose focus on the one thing that we as Christians are called to do. To focus on Jesus Christ. If you focus on the light of Jesus Christ, the blinding light of Jesus Christ, the rest of the world won't matter because you know who holds him, who holds you in the palm of his hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. We're in a new year. I encourage you. I challenge you. I challenge myself. This is a message that I speak to myself. Don't let the world distract you. Don't let your job distract you. I'm guilty of that. My husband will tell you I work insane hours, 12, 14 hours a day, every day. I'm on call 24 hours a day. And oftentimes I let Bible study or prayer or what slack because I just want to lay there 5 more minutes. But today I encourage you and to take the challenge with me. In 2026, we're going to focus on the light. The light that never grows dim. The light that will never fail us. Focus on the light of Jesus Christ. Don't look at the foolishness of this world, but look at his light. Look at his love. Know that he holds you in the palm of his hand. He told you, I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. What more do you need? There's none before me and there'll be none after me. I'm the bread of life. I'm all you will ever need. I will supply your every need. I am the light of the world. I shine in dark places. I'm the door. When I open the door, no man can shut it. And when I shut it, no man can open it. I'm the good shepherd. If you know anything about a shepherd, he cares for his sheep. He provides for his sheep. He died for his sheep. I am the resurrection and the life, the truth and the life. God won't lie to you. He will never lie to you. He sent his only son to make a way for you. And if you take the blood of Jesus Christ, if you simply believe that his son died for your sins and focus on the light that will never grow dim in your life, I promise you what is going on in this world will mean nothing. I promise you, if you open your Bible, take 5 minutes, read 5 verses. It's better than no verses. It will feed your soul. It will feed your spirit. I invite you to take the challenge with me this morning. 5 minutes every day, whether the beginning or the end, or take 5 minutes off of your lunchtime every day. Utter a prayer on your way to work. Lord, keep me and my family. Lord, protect Taylor. Lord, protect my pastor. 5 minutes. How many times do we open Facebook and look at Facebook for 5 minutes? Turn it off and let's read the word of God. Let's look at the light that never grows dim. He said, I am the vine. He told Moses, I am. When he asked who sent me, I am. That encompasses everything to me. I have in my notes, I am in 3 dots. He's everything. You don't need anything else. I know they try to make you think you do, but you don't. You don't. You don't need Facebook. You don't need Instagram. We don't need to care about the foolishness of the world. Yes, we have to exist in this world. And yes, the news we hear now is terrible. It is awful right now. But if we focus on the light that never grows dim, the shining light of Jesus Christ, as light was the beginning of creation, the Lord is there. He was there then and he is still here right now. His arms are open wide for you. He's waiting for you. He's not going to barge in. But he's waiting for you. Focus on the light that never grows dim. Focus on the shining light and love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This morning, take the challenge with me. Focus on the light of Jesus Christ in 2026. Time is winding down. And I know we hear that and we've been hearing that since I was a child. And we look at it as a finite thing. Time may not wind down in my lifetime, but it is winding down. And if you, so often recently I've heard so many loved ones. I've heard from you guys and my husband and I, we've experienced a number of deaths in 2025. As my mother used to say, there are as many short graves as there are long graves. And what I mean by that is as many young people as there are old people passing away. Someone sitting here today may not be here next week. It is at his own good pleasure you take your next breath. And when that breath is done, there is nothing else. Contrary to some other religions that believe they can pray you into heaven. Let the work I've done speak for me. May the words I say, may the prayer I pray, may the sermons I preach, may the praise I give speak for me. So when I stand at the cross and hear, when I stand at the throne and hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thy good and faithful servant. Be faithful in 2026. If you get to do nothing else, be faithful. Be faithful in your study. Be faithful in your prayer. Be faithful in looking at the light, in focusing on the light that never grows dim. This morning I opened the altar. I asked our ministers and deacons if they would come up briefly. And if anyone desires prayer to help you focus, to help you shake off the dirt of this world, to help you this morning focus on the light that never grows dim. If there's something that is hindering you this morning from focusing on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, come up and let us pray with you. Let us help you focus and find your focus for 2026. And if you don't know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I invite you to join this band of believers. I invite you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We are not a perfect church. You're not going to find one no matter how hard you try, because the church is full of infallible people. But we do serve an infallible God. He's waiting for you. He's calling you. Each of you, as someone is at this altar, I implore you to pray for them. Call on the name of Jesus Christ. Pray for strength. Pray for guidance in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, church, call on him in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we look for a move in this place this morning, Father. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Let your light shine in dark places, Lord. Let your light shine in the hearts of men, Lord. You know what each person here, Lord, stands in the need of. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Search our hearts, Lord. Search our hearts, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We glorify you this morning, God. In the name of Jesus. Let your light shine, Father, in this place, Lord, right now, Father. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you are the light that will never grow dim, Lord. Satan tried. He can't put your light out, Lord. In the name of Jesus. This world, Lord, is trying to design itself around us so we only see it, but not you. But today, Lord, we declare that we're going to focus on you, on your light, on your love, on your way. Order our steps this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord. Through you alone, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to focus on you, Lord. Help us to focus on you and you alone, Lord. Help us, Lord, to look to you for provision, Lord. We know, God, that you can supply our every need. We thank you this morning, God, and we give you glory this morning. We give you praise and honor this morning, God, because it's due, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the word that died on the cross for us, Lord. And we bless your name, God. We thank you this morning, God. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, move in this place this morning, God. Free someone who's bound, Lord. Break some chain this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we glorify you this morning, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, this morning. In the name of Jesus. All glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Walk through this place this morning, Lord. We thank you and we give you glory and honor this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Walk through this place, Father. Touch every heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift every burden, Lord. Lord, and those burdens you don't lift, Lord, make them able to bear. Able to stand up, Lord, with you. In the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning, Father, for all things, and we bless you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Service in the hands of our liturgist.
Good morning to the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of the five ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, Zelle, or also by using the U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. Mail, please send a check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. Venmo at Taylor-Tabernacle-6309. Zelle at 215-287-6968. For those who are gathered with us in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets next to the side ram door, one for your tithes/offerings and one for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the baskets as you exit the sanctuary. You may also give an offering to our pastor via Cash App or Venmo, Cash App $ Pastor Jonathan Ford, and Venmo Jonathan-Ford-25. The pastor and leadership team, now to the announcements. The pastor and leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live, so that you may continue to join us in worship from your home. Remember to subscribe right there on YouTube, on our YouTube page, or follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date with all our upcoming gatherings and dates. If you are not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your new email address, and we will add you to the list. Thank you. January 18th is communion service and fellowship dinner after service. Please see Sister Melissa Lee for your meal donation. Choir practices for all ages, 2nd through 5th Sunday after service. Pastor Ford is also asking all members, family, and friends to join him online via Google Meets every Wednesday evening this month as we study Ephesians. Sunday school for juniors and teens meet on Google Meets from 8:30 to 9 a.m. every 2nd to 5th Sunday. And also primary class Sunday school meets in person from 10:45 to 11:15 on 2nd through 5th Sundays. And also remember Pastor Forrest Wiley's service. I will now turn the hands of the service back for the benediction to Sister Barb.
If all hearts and minds are clear, may stand on your feet. Let's go home and get some pancakes and coffee. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm going to tell you, Pastor's going to want his, 25 minutes back next week. Don't hold it against me. I'm sorry. He's going to know, though, so. be prepared to stay a little bit longer next week. Amen. Amen. Most holy and wise Father, we thank you for this time together, Lord. Lord, help us and protect us as we depart from this place, but not from your presence, Lord. Hold us, Lord. Remind us, Lord, to look at and focus on the light that never grows dim, Lord. Lord, help us to keep the commitment 5 minutes each day towards you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Please give us traveling grace and mercy as we depart, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.